Thanks for dropping by. It is Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Inspiring Workplaces, Humor at Work. So I just got back with my lovely wife from a fabulous trip in Portugal. Highly recommend it. Amazing scenery. You know, we had a private guided tour through the Douro wine valley. Incredible. Mouth-watering food tour through the streets of Lisbon. Port tasting on a port in Porto with a portly fellow. And jaw-dropping scenery in the Algarve. It was an awesome trip. And as with all my trips, I was on the lookout for customer service moments that made a difference to us. So here are just three of oh so many. At a restaurant in Lagos, Portugal, called Mullins, great little restaurant, they did a very simple thing that we know from scads of research makes a big impression. Our names were on a simple paper tent card on a reserved table. Nothing fancy schmancy, just, you know, paper, like written with pen. But there was no waiting for the hostess. We could go right to the table, and it made us feel welcome. So what can you do in your business to make people feel personally welcomed? Now, a flight attendant on our business class leg from Frankfurt to Porto with Lufthansa Airlines was so outstanding. This guy was so insanely amazing that it prompted the gentleman in the seat ahead of us to ask for his name so he could write a rave letter to his superiors. And one of the things he did caught my eye. Here's one of the things that he did. He asked every person for feedback on the eaten and especially the uneaten portions of their meals, not just to ensure they were satisfied, but also so that he could take the feedback back to the airline. So are your employees being proactive and specific when it comes to soliciting customer feedback? Are you soliciting customer feedback on a regular basis? And finally, a shopkeeper in a Porto wine shop, despite the fact he didn't speak a word of English, offered some of the best customer service of the trip, spending 20 minutes advising us without a word of English being spoken. He was able to communicate everything he needed to through his wildly expressive facial expressions and animated body language. It was a good reminder of just how important body language is when it comes to creating a positive and memorable customer service experience. So are you putting your best face forward when it comes to customer service? And my fun at work tip. Make it a goal to add a surprise to every meeting. One of my clients does this. They have committed to one surprise per meeting. So every one of their employee meetings, there's a surprise. It might be a drop-in surprise guest, a surprise door prize, a special thanks to someone, or surprise treats for everyone to munch on. But every meeting, without fail, there is a surprise. And the quote of the week from Margaret Cousins: appreciation can make a day, even change a life. Your willingness to put it into words is all that is necessary. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, as I'm doing the old podcast, we're coming up to May, which is official International Business Image Improvement Month, International Civility Awareness Month, Mental Health Month, Revise Your Work Schedule Month, and Smile Month. Here are just a few of the theme days that might help bring more smiles to your workplace. And you can check them out on the website, www.humoratwork.com. I've got them all there, not to mention all sorts of great articles and videos and all sorts of more resources, including the print version of this podcast, where you can get a free bonus for signing up to the print version, an ebook called 340 Ways to Put Humor to Work. But here are some of my favorite May theme days. May 2nd is Two Different Colored Shoes Day. And then May 4th is Petite and Proud Day. May 7th is World Laughter Day. The 11th is Eat What You Want Day. The 12th, Limerick Day. Dance Like a Chicken Day is the 14th. O. Henry Pun Off for all you punsters is May 19th. May 25th is Nerd or Geek Pride Day. The 26th is Red Nose Day. So cruise to the website, www.humoratwork.com, for all of them. And until next time, keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success.